Okay, now, this morning we talked about the nature of the enthusiastic, and enthusiastic here, Dōnggāng Gēlā, Dōwa was, Dōwa means happy and joy to the doing, or the Gēlā means meritorious actions, to do any kind of meritorious actions to do joyfully. That is the nature of the enthusiastic. And then that has the, then from here, how we need to do or practice the religion or enthusiastic. The way of the producing enthusiastic, that has then two ways. One is the negative side of the enthusiastic. What is the interrupting the enthusiastic? Negative, opposite enthusiastic. By the by abandoning that kind of negative the enthusiastic, and then for those negatives in order to remove those then enthusiastic itself explain. But here is the three things. Negative side, or three, laziness, and then to apply on that antidote as three types of enthusiastics. That will be explained. As explained, we have to do every time when you do, we have to recognize those three kind of laziness, and each laziness, this is laziness, so you have to get on a little of that antidote careful taking. Okay.
今天早上最后的时候我们谈到精进的意义是什么，那我们曾经讲到过这个精进啊，就是一种很快乐的去做这种能够积聚资粮的这些练习。那怎么样去练习，同时怎么样能够让我们变得比较精进，基本上我们可以从两个方面来理解。第一个呢，是从它的相反的，或者说从一个负面的方面，也就是讲说我们要去了解在什么样的状况之下我们会变得不精进。那么这是第一个方面。第二个方面是根据这个第一个方面的理解啊，这里有三种不精进或者是懒惰的这种方法。根据这一个第一个面向的理解呢，那么来找出它的对治的方法，这是从第二个正面的这个方向。
Okay, so then, what are the opposing the factors? That is the negative side or opposition side of the enthusiastic. To explain following that team in Yuchoshe Charles, he will explain about those things. Then what are those things? Those three things. That means the usually we have lelo ngela shenpa, lelo means laziness. The laziness has the one laziness is then we don't want to any kind of practice or religion or spiritual things. Completely have a mind opposite way. You kind of enthusiastic instead of religion or practice religion, but instead of them, one likes to go on. Act bad activity. Here's a bad activity or inferior activity or very low kind of activity. That means worldly, usually worldly activities, like doing the business or other farm activities, or and also one's own purposes, to defeating enemies and other like these kind of various kind of activities which are nothing connecting with spiritual, religious. So oneself completely involved like that. If somebody says spiritual, religious, you don't want to listen. You're opposite to my head. Well, that kind of laziness is a very dangerous, worse thing, because you never let to do any kind of spiritual things. So that is the first one.
那么就刚才讲说有三种啊不精进的这个状况。那第一种状况呢是说我们不愿意去做任何关于修行方面的这一些行为，反而是呢把精力都去做一些跟修行没有任何关系的这些事情，这些所谓不好的或者是不纯净的那么这些活动，比如讲说去这个做生意，然后跟别人竞争，打败别人，等等这些欺骗啊，等等这些行为，这个跟修行是完全没有关系的。那么这个是我们说的不精进的第一种的状况。
Then we have the another laziness is the even you have the very interested spiritual, religious, you have studied, you have some kind of interested faith, trusted or something like go to that. But then you do, when you actually doing those things, you can't, not able to do. Or I will do this when I get old, like now I have to do some other things. Or like that way, reducing further and further, or maybe sometimes even closer. Or that today I'm a little tired, tomorrow I will do something. Okay, tomorrow when it comes morning, and then, or this maybe later evening will do something like that, but always postponing, dilupamisi. Laziness, that's usually what we say, laziness is in a kind of postponing everything all the time. You have mind to want to do, but not to doing right way.
第二种不精进的或者懒惰的行为呢，是说即使我们对佛法有信心也有兴趣，但是呢总是借故去拖延去练习。比如讲我们会经常找借口说等明天有空，或者等我老了有时间了再来修行。好，这一些想法，这些态度啊，那么是第二种懒惰的或者不精进的这个状况。
Well, that is the that is one of the also laziness too. And then the third one is Danila Nyebe Lelos. Danila Nyebe Lelo means the laziness one lack of no. All the sinners in one step to downgrading. Oh, all these are maybe good, but this is not for me. I am too stupid. I am such. These are some other people will be able to do. I can't do these things. And oneself, putting down oneself, and then all deciding not able to do, or that kind of thing, that is a bad laziness. Everybody has opportunity to do. Everybody can take effort or can do, or that, or then the Buddhism is everything is the, everybody has the called Buddha nature. The Buddha nature means the potential of Buddha to everybody has. So that the Buddha nature is the seed of enlightenment, and that is the covered with the many, many mental delusions, desire, hatred, ignorance, etc. But these things have to slowly remove, with no less of stronger or then thinner, and then to remove slowly, better and better, then that way enlightened you can achieve. So therefore, everybody, even heavy, thick, or mental delusions, or, but they have opportunity, they have the potential. So therefore, we have thinking those things, and then when you have, I can't do, I'm not able to do something, oneself putting down, that is the great, great laziness. That is defeating oneself. Or just thinking that way, put away, you have to courage, you have to get courage. Alright.
第三种这个懒惰的情形或者不精进的情况，是我们所说的自甘下流。也就是讲说，我们一方面认为哦，这个佛法很好啊，是这个我们也很有兴趣，但是却另外一方面找借口说啊，这个不适合我，我的条件到现在还不足以去练习佛法。那么这样子的状况，这是一个很典型的这个懒散的一个情况。事实上呢，每一个人他都有这个佛性，那么这个佛性，它是让我们终究这个成就佛果的一个种子。可是呢，这些种子啊，却被很多的我们这种世俗的错误之见所掩盖住啊，所把它遮蔽住，以致让我们觉得自己好像不具备那样子的条件。其实如果我们能够慢慢的经由努力持续的练习，把这些错误的这些知见逐渐的去除的话，那么我们事实上是可以成就最后究竟的结果的。
So therefore, those are the negative or the opposite of the enthusiastic. So every time when we do those things, one of those will come. So therefore, you have to remove. Now, how you get these things antidote for those, each of them have special kind of antidote. That is, those antidotes are different, three types of enthusiastic, and then three types of religion, or like that way called, Junju Sumo. First one, Nyum Le Dewe, and then Nyum Le Dewe, Ronyang Ta Nyi La Dewe, Sepai, Kowe Dunga, Mijula, Yalunya Wa Jewa Jewus. Other that is the when you want to get rid of those things to or take antidote for those those three listeners. Are they the first the nyumle or the ronyang means the first one is the the ronyang means the temporary pleasure, enjoyment, or wanting to stay away from religion or spiritual, and then wanting to have some kind of peace or pleasure, enjoyment, sensual. Or something like that, based on that kind of thing. Or the nyumlam is like wanting to like enjoying or sleeping, etc. All these kind of things. All that is the so get rid of. So therefore, if you divide that's the lili ju la ta ne pa wa chi da po wa su ni si de wa de lili ju cause of laziness examine why I get laziness are examining the cause of laziness and try to or identify that way to avoid it. Okay, how to get rid of. So that is the cause is the or the that is in the name or the then number 3 right because of attachment to the pleasurable taste of the idleness and because of craving for sleep and because of having no dissolution with the misery of the cyclic existence. So those the laziness only rises from those kind of different causes. Yeah. Other that is the so therefore use attachment to the pleasurable taste, right? That is the you know already. When you don't want to hardship spiritual teaching as well, practice and meditation and any kind of things, also to blocking by or the or the the attachment to the pleasure, some kind of temporary pleasure, or whatever you gain, pleasure, attached to that. So first, wanting to do that, not able to, serious, or hardship. So that is the first one. And then the one is the cause, that is the cause. Another cause is the nila tembe sepai. Or nila tembe sepa or because of craving for sleeping. Yeah? Or you like to attach it to the sleep. So sleep only sleeping and it doesn't have special problem or hardship and go to bed and sit there and sleeping, rest. They always wanting to rest down there like that way. Other that is the attached to the or sleeping, or that is the one. And other than that will cause it also, and also because of having no dissolution with the misery of the cyclic existence. Sometimes we have the or laziness get this, or the you have no also joy, sorrowness, or sadness, or of the samsaric misery, suffering. We have to first samsaric misery, birth, aging, death, and there is a sickness, and all these kind of every day undesirable things coming without wish, desirable things not getting there, and so this kind of various kind of samsaric misery which cannot control all these kind of misery you have. So but if you have thinking those things, you have to special kind of or then or the joy, sorrowness, or sadness should have like this. And disgust attitude toward that. And that way, then ね、これで、ね、this でね、recognizing that way, then to get rid of the, that kind of attitude, to cause of the laziness, okay.
那我们在上面谈到了三种这个懒散或者是不精进的状况，那现在就是接下来在这一个第三颂里面，就是要找出如何去对治它的方法。那在这边呢，在复习前面的所讲过的，就是说一般的人呢，他基本上有三种下列的这个情况。第一个呢，是他追求这种所谓世俗的快乐啊，世俗的逸乐。那因为追求世俗的逸乐，所以他不愿意去做那些很辛苦的修行的工作。那第二个状况是说，一般人很愿意花时间去睡觉啊，找各种的理由去睡觉，因为这个是最容易的事情。那么也因此呢，不必去做很辛苦的修行的工作。那么第三个呢，是对于啊，我们沉沦在轮回的过程里面，每天受到这个生老病死这些过程的折磨，以及每天遭受到很多不愉的、不喜欢的这些事情的这样子的一个过程呢、啊，我们不仅不会生出这种厌恶的心，反而觉得那个是很欢喜、很高兴的一个生活。所以这三种心态，这是我们一般的人常常呈现、常常表现出来的。那么我们找到了这三种的原因，然后因为这三种原因，那么这个第三颂的最后一句讲说，这个懒散呢、啊，它基于这三种原因就变得非常的强，非常的这个坚固。所以我们要去找出这三种原因，然后我们可以相对的去找出对治它的方法。
All right. So therefore, then, that is the, now how do this more getting rid of those and the, now is the way of the getting rid of that is the, called Chidapongwa Tzu, how to getting rid of.That is the thinking first. Tending, you mean, little poem, I mean, first, laziness, or worrying about the thinking, falls of, nature of, maybe when it falls of the, this life, and then also thinking about the falls of the, future misery, suffering, or future problems.Laziness with the one is connected with this life, one is connected with the future life. Now first one is the this life, what will happen is the or the this life problem is the new to orWe have the need to chew and jump up means the quickly or the our life will be distorted or distorted by or the death. So called we have the powerful uncontrollable so called death. That will come. That will.We have thinking, oh, we will do later, later, later. That is the one that will be destroyed by powerful called death, right? So when death will not wait, so therefore, quickly will destroy once the wish, all kind of wishes, so every kind of things we have,But when death or the enemy of this death wants to come, we cannot block There is no way, any time, when you are healthy, doesn't matter. When you are young, doesn't matter. When you have power, all a lot of the, all the material things, wealth, anything, or you death will come. Yeah? Right? Or that even you have some protection, or lot of armies round you, with you, you will not protect from death. Or that this kind of thing, when actually karmic death comes, time when you have, any time will come. So therefore, that way, then that example showing first, or the that death will come. Okay. That means here, the verse 4, right? Immersed in the kasa.
Snare,
right? Of disturbing conceptions, I have entered the snare of birth. When I still now aware, that I have in the mouth of that's a person.
A leaf.
Huh?
Leaf. Live in the mouth of the Lord. Then.
Yeah, okay. So therefore, I think this is the example is the or somebody then. Nyamung jawa shunani jab ni siddhi samdhan to the what is this snare? Trap. I think basically in English say trap, right? trapping, some kind of, like animal has to put some kind of traps, right? From one trap, even you able to lose from there, you another trap, you get in another trap, and finally you getting to the real or great mystery of the trap. So like that way, our death process, in this mental delusions and in this life, all kind of they trapped our life into the various kind of delusions, attachment, the hatred, the jealousy, etc. All these kind of things, right? And then from there, trapped, and then from that which cause, even from this life lose, and then give a journey to us, and another life, give up, is birth. Of birth. So from here, the next or in the past, the new moment, delusions, cause, and then born in this life, or you can say that way, or from this life, there is a kind of caught in the trapped delusions. From there, when you even lose that, and still will cause to the birth. And birth caused to another trap, death, like that way. So that kind of situation, we are process or in the death, rather than a process of getting freedom from death, deathless possession. What we want to have deathless possession, but here is we are how to process. What that is the seeing that way, all in the Or the 어디 시다칸의 송주바 지디 태중 미시삼 So therefore one sap here is the for example of previous in or nyamomba in the mental delusions caught in our mind and into that even from there and go to by power of the delusions create karma karma created the special kind of life and jewa ja misi jewa misi our rebirth is human life even this is samsara life is the trapped by karma and delusion we are not really good right we are not freedom still or we are in the trapped into the by cause karma and mental delusions and then that one by cause karma and delusion and in this samsara rebirth jeva jani chuki bams another trap this kind of birth this from this birth what will happen is not getting enlightenment is another or trap is death other that is chiva kan song to pass other that is the I is still not aware okay nyamu jawa shuna ni jawa jani chuki ne chida kan ne song to pass or chida kan ne song to pass chidi te dung mi shi sam Other that is the that I live in the mouth of the Lord of Death. So therefore we are right now. This yoga is also practiced like that way. Every day meditation in permanent life is there. What kind of life situation is there? Previous karma and delusion I got this. Samsara birth, which has no control. This birth also will leading to the miserable death. And then death. So therefore, right now, we feel living, but not, actually not living, in the mode of death. The mode of death sitting there. Okay, therefore, we have threatened this dress has many symbolic that dress has a back here elephant tusk and then this is the lion shoulder or something but here is the elephant tusk this when you look through the back you are sitting and in the mouth of elephant is the symbolic of the Lord of Death. Okay, so therefore you are all the time, anytime, will take this life to another death. So therefore you are sitting right on the mode of death. So that is the meditate, but realize that? No, we never realize. We are free of that, it looks like. Tomorrow, preparation next year, or preparation year after year, or there's no, that is completely forgotten. Even you think that or talk that, you don't want to hear, right? Okay, that is it. Oh, that's
true.
That's okay. That's the answer of that.
总结刚才格西讲的这一长段的话里面的重点，就是我们怎么样去去除这些因为懈怠或者怠惰而这个产生的种种的不好的这个恶习呢？那么基本上就是我们要时时刻刻的去观想，就是说这个怠惰这个懒惰它跟我们这一生的痛苦以及跟我们来世可能发生的痛苦之间的关系。那么所谓这跟这一生的痛苦呢，基本上就是说在这一生里面，其实我们的生命呢，它时时刻刻随时都有可能被这个死亡把它摧毁掉，也就是说 当这个不可预期的死亡它来临降临在我们身上的时候，那么会把我们所有原先计划好的事情，把我们所有的希望通通都毫不留情的带走，同时呢会把我们原来所设计好的种种的保护，比如说用军队来保护啊，用各种买保险啊等等这些来保护，通通都会把它摧毁掉，而这个不留下片刻。所以这个是我们要去这个观想啊。那么这个因为懒散，因为怠惰，它跟我们这一生呢所发生的这个关系。那么另外一方面呢，就是我们为什么会对于这一生里面的这个过程这么的迷恋啊，这么的欢喜去接受，那是因为我们的错误的知见，一些似是而非的这些观念，认为说这一生是很可喜的，很值得这个欢喜的。那么这样子的一个错误的知见呢，它在这个过程里面让我们造了很多的恶因，而这些恶因就是轮回的一个基础。那么在这个轮回的过程里面，有的时候虽然我们降生为人啊，有的人会很欢喜说哦，我们很不容易得到这个人生，现在我们得到了。但是仔细想想，这个人生呢，它是一个在轮回状况里面的人生，而不是一个一个觉悟的一个人生。那么所以因为错误的知见而造许多的恶因，而因为这些恶因又让我们不断的在轮回里面打滚，那么这样子的话，我们永远没有办法得到真正的解脱。好，所以根据以上的这一些的了解呢，那么就讲到这个第四句啊，这个第四季的第四句，就是我是存在在死神的嘴巴里面。那么格西刚才举了一个例子，就是他的这个身符啊，那么里面有一个象征性的意义，就是在这个胁下这个地方啊，这一部分的衣服呢，事实上是象征的象的这个象牙。那么就是当就是之所以这样子的设计，主要是让这个修行者，让这一些 yogis 去修行者们时时刻刻的去做这样子的观修，就是说我时时刻刻是坐在这个象的嘴巴里面，而这个象它在这个藏文里面的意思代表的是死亡啊，代表的这个死亡的意思。所以这个用这样子的一个象征的意义啊，来提醒这些修行者们，那么其实我们时时刻刻是在死神的这个可以说这个监视之下，随时要被他拿走我们的生命。那么也因此呢，让我们警惕自己，就是说如果我们持续的这样子懒散，持续的这样子怠惰下去的话，那么我们事实上是会遭受到这种死神的眷顾，而当死神的眷顾来临时，那我们一点办法也没有。
So therefore, that is the Chivan Jombam is destroying by death, and then is the directly you experience this kind of thing. That is the one.Showing that in also example, for example, this or the the next verse is the or the do I not see that he is the systematically slaughtering my spices, right? Spaces, whoever remains.And soundly sleeping, surely behave like a buffalo with a butcher. Okay, that is the showing is the example to the others. And the rim is serving a chicken toil.So that is the Saying is the slaughtering the Vanga Rinpoche Sabayam is the and all the one step don't we see to destroying Rangde or here systematically slaughtering my
species.
That means Rangde means the one's own relatives, friends, and any of all these various things. Rinje Sepa means Lord of death, killing, all of them. Nobody wants to die, so you don't want to die, your own relative, friend, etc. All of them gradually, one by one, some young, some old, etc. Rinje Sepa means gradually everybody, slaughtering or death, by death, Lord of death, killing all of them. Don't you see that? That is talking to oneself. Don't you see these kind of things? I think, so therefore, that is what we see directly. When you have seen somebody died, or somebody dead, or somebody died, that means, somebody died, such, thinking like that, well, never return to, or this will be now, next, maybe I am, or something like, never think that way, that's a die, such, something, or like that way. So we should be every time, that is as example. Oneself do not have extra power to live same situation whenever all comes. All that is the thinking all the time. Then the pure mindfulness in meditation in impermanent is most beneficial, helpful. Or one of the central meditation Buddha also taught. This is the impermanence of meditation, death. And every time when the practitioners, when night or morning, and every time when you think, night also, now I am going to sleeping. Or when you sleep, maybe, I'm not sure when from this sleep I may get up or not. Never know. Who knows? Definite, do you have assurance that I will get up? That's never assurance. Hoping I will get up tomorrow, then I will do these things. But so therefore, always death is right on your shoulder. Yeah. So therefore, everybody when you see dying like this way, certainly turn one step. I shouldn't be actually sleeping. Better to rather than get up and do something for that prevention. That is the here mainly like thinking that way. Okay. So therefore whoever remains soundly asleep. Oh, that is the next one is the saying is the but that kind of situation obvious. Everybody has, you have same thing, but they still you are liking sleeping. Right? Sleep. Or the sleeping, that is the Dovatani Mayashin. Other that is the Dovatani Mayashin is the animals. Mahi in Indian buffaloes, etc., those animals and all those things. And if somebody only killing them, or many of those, kill one, and then bringing one next to that to kill, and then next to kill that, the other my or buffalo do not know those are the killed. I will be going to the death, still going somewhere, or like still like that way, happy with the joyful, or without awareness, anything, other already dead here, or like thing that way. You probably haven't, in this country, you don't see much slaughtering so much. I have seen a lot of in Tibet. You don't have these missions, etc. People go, animals kill, and maybe some family or some people, some place kill 10 or 5 or 2 or 3, or kill. And one animal killed, lay down there, next one bring there. These animals do not have still no kind of awareness of that other already dead. Now my turn, I am going to die and great pain or nothing they don't have. So like that way we are still other people, other beings, relatives, everybody gradually dead and die, and still oneself kind of nothing happened to me or something, thinking that we still kind of happily stay and wanting to sleep lazy way. All that is very, very shameful. Okay?
那么底下又是举另外的一个例子啊，来说明这个。 死亡对我们的关系。 那么这里面在第二行最后一个字 species， 格西解释说 这个 species 就是意思就是说是我们的亲属，我们的族人等等这些相关的人。那么这个句子里面是用一个问句的方式来提醒我们，也就是讲说 这个死神呢，他很有系统的一个一个的在解决我们的亲人，解决我们的朋友。那么，难道我们没有看到吗？也就是讲，当我们看到自己的族人、自己的亲朋好友死亡的时候，我们从来不会想象到说下一个就会轮到自己啊，我们总是想说啊，对他是多么的不幸等等。 那么我们不会去想说下一个就轮到自己，可是呢，当真正死亡降临在我们自己身上的时候，那时候我们才知道我们是没有任何的能力可以去抵抗，可以去抗拒，可以去逃避，不要死亡。所以在这里啊，那么格西就讲到这个观想无常啊，这是非常重要的，也是非常好的一个练习的方法。 也就是时时刻刻的想到，举例子来讲，我们每天晚上睡觉的时候就想到，第二天不晓得是不是能够安然的再起床啊。那么用这些方式，去提醒自己，死神事实上时时刻刻的坐在我们的肩膀上，等着带我们走。那么用这样子的方式来提醒自己，不要懒散，不要浪费时间。但是尽管如此啊，这个。 死亡对我们是有这么大的一个影响，可是，一般的人，他仍然还是像那个牛一样，他仍然还是很喜欢浪费时间去睡觉。所以，就像牛一样，当牛群里面的牛一只一只的被杀掉，其他的牛并不会觉得下一个被杀的是自己，仍然很悠游自在的在那里这个生活着。啊，所以这个句子里面主要的意思就是。 让我们去时时的观想无常，时时的观想死亡就在我们身边。
OK， so therefore are the thing everybody dying quickly and children jumps destroyed by death or that is the example of like those things. And then next is the oneself also chue shenwa tu chue long cha la mirungs. Long cha, long, long, means we have some kind of, how to say, delay, I'm healthy, I'm young, or tomorrow I will not die. Next year I will stay probably 100 years or something like long chawab. So you have some kind of long time. There is a time, or leisure, or I have thinking like that way. That is, again, or that is, it is not suitable to like that way. Long cha mirungwa, this is not suitable to do, or that kind of confidence, or that kind of will not not die, okay? That is the following verse showing, okay? Verse 6 is the when having blocked off every skepi. Root, the Lord of death is looking for someone to kill. How do I enjoy eating? And likewise, how can I enjoy sleeping? Or the thinking those kind of things again. Next verse saying is it there? So. Lamni kunya ka ne su thinking like that, man. That's the Lord of death. When you're talking of the Lord of death, often Lord of death means sometimes we picture to samsara and the six there's no such Lord of death somewhere sitting with a huge fang and I want to you check, you eat, you nobody says.
不断的去造业，那么造了这一些业，这些业力的产生不断的让我们在轮回里面重复啊，看起来呢就好，就像这个所有的这种解脱的这些途径呢、通通都被封死了，都被阻挡住了。那么在这样子的情况之下啊，那么我们怎么样的还能够这么放心的去做这一些懒散的事情呢？这里格西讲到，就是说在西藏有一幅坛卡，那么你这个坛卡的内容是叫做轮回之轮，就是一个像死神的一个这一种形体，那么他抱着一个大的这个肚子，那么然后呢在这里就是说张着很大的这个口啊，要吃各种的这一些众生。那么这个坛卡它的主要的意思啊，是在告诉我们其实啊并没有一个真正的所谓死神在那个地方要等着索取我们的这个性命。那么真正的死神呢，其实是我们自己。为什么？因为我们根据自己错误的知见，然后去不断的造业，而造了这个业，它产生的这个业力让我们不断的在轮回里面这个打滚。所以呢整体来讲的话，其实是我们让我们自己不断的在轮回里面受苦，那么我们自己才是那个真正的那个死神。因此在这个第六颂里面就借着这样子的一个比喻来提醒我们。
So therefore with this situation, without thinking those, how can we like buffalo or something, others continue killing and oneself is that raw or the road, but it's still enjoying eating and it's still enjoying sleeping. How can you do that? Well, that is for us, the oneself, you better to always be aware, and this is that on one's own situation. So therefore, when you're eating or you're sleeping, etc., have to thinking, not a relaxing way. That is the main thing, to awareness, impermanence of life. That will be all the great are producing enthusiastic. Okay.
那么，这总结的来讲，就是说，如果我们时时刻刻想到自己就像那群待宰的牛一样，我们是那一群待宰的牛里面的一个，那么能够时时刻刻的想到这样的话，那我们如何能够很安逸的去吃喝玩乐啊？所以透过这样子的一种观想观修来提醒我们，应该要非常精进非常努力的去学佛。
好的，我的 that is the thing then on this the I would like to say also example, for example we have in a threat situation like great practitioner, great yogi do or some of these for example, in Tibet, somebody died in family. We have in a town or village, or there is a kind of somebody who is called the, or how say, I'm not sure. Anyway, called somebody take care the. Every dead person. So when somebody family, if you die, you call this person, he will take all these, and whatever necessary, then take to the cemetery. Our cemetery means not our cemetery, nice one. Our cemetery here, beautiful garden, flower put there, and all a lot of people is still visiting there. strange things happen. Our cemetery is in Tibet. Is the cemetery means go to far to foot of the mountain or somewhere, and big rock, huge rock. On the rock, then this person will do, and there's all vultures every day. They have waiting to on the hillside everywhere, ready to all then eat that. So therefore, this person want to get there on big stone. You want to listen that? Okay. So anyway, on the big stone, when they get there, okay. First beginning is that when you call this person, what to do is they in the home. Your dead person is in somewhere corner of the house. You keep there some with the puja and prayer, etc. Then this person will call, and he will take from the bed and put lay out there white blanket. On the blanket, put this dead body, put there, and then he, bend legs, keep like this way, two legs, you stretch like that. The pen, there's no hurting anything. That body, don't worry about. Or he will bend this way, from this way, and then a little small, make knee side, and between knee and his the arms put down there, and a little bit bend like this, and then make small. After small, and then he rope some kind of rope round, put there. And rope also, not ordinary rope. That person for special that is made out of some kind of grass. Rough kind of rope. So that's somewhere you can buy. Okay. So he will wrap that first. And then the blanket also on the top of that. And then that also wrapped by rope. Then a little small one. And then he, next day, he carrying back and back. That part is back and his back together. He carrying like this and go to hillside. Yeah? In front or wherever the cemetery. Okay. So there, so that is, that rope is, we were talking, we were going to. So first devote that, and what he does, and the next day or whatever, whenever you time to check, then he will check in the cemetery. And at that time, chase all birds for a little while, they will not come. And he will put the dead body properly to cut all the flesh, and here and there, properly, every flesh, and put, and then pieces, and then put on the stone, and then bones maybe keep, especially brain, keep somewhere else, and then let the butcher come, butcher or kind of birds, and they will come, they will eat all the flesh. Now their bones left there, right? Then again chase them, and then bones, they have chopped all the bones, small pieces, right? And then after that, and he hide somewhere brain, so take brain also cut, and this brain with mixed with these bones, chopped bones, and then that is they put there, that is dessert. That's very delicious for birds. Okay, anyway, that is the way that will do. He will at the end, and then birds again come, and birds will eat all these bones completely. And then this left is this big stone, greasy stone there, left. That's all. Cleaned everything. Okay? So therefore, that is his job. So now he has some cloth, a blanket, and all these things. He has some paint and before, and he has some of the, those remaining of the dead bodies that is belongs to him. Okay. So now one of them there is these two ropes. Ropes usually in a store, so you can find two rope round, like put there small things hanging somewhere. So now these ropes. The yogis, the practitioner yogis, in order to remind him that, so they will always meditate, draw a heart, also put it on the front here, somewhere hanging, and this rope, to remind you are soon. Okay, so that is the... too much. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I
okay, try.
Okay. 格西讲了一个在西藏常用的一个就说这个方法哈。那么就说在西藏有一种人是专门做这个处理尸体的人。所以当家里面有人死亡了以后啊，就会找到就会找这些人来处理。那么首先呢是把这个死尸啊把它堆在这个墙角，然后呢用个白色的这个绳索，那么把这个死尸尽可能的把它绑得很小，然后塞到这个袋子里面去，塞到这个布袋里面，然后第二天这个处理尸体的这个人就把这个尸体啊背在背上带到坟场。那么这里讲到的这个坟场啊，事实上就是我们所知道的这个天葬场，是在遥远的山里面，然后到处都是石头，不是像在美国这个坟场这么的漂亮。所以呢，那么在这个坟场里面，当然在这个之前还有经过念诵啊、诵经等等超度的这些程序，所以在这个天葬场里面，那么这个处理尸体的人，他在适当的时间。就把这个尸体啊把它肢解，把这些肉放在这些大石块上面来喂养这秃守在旁边的这个秃鹰，等到把这些肉全部都喂养完了，那么剩下的就是骨头还有它的这个头颅，那么这个时候他把这个秃鹰都赶走，然后把这个骨头啊打碎，还有这个头颅里面的这个脑浆啊等等这些通通都打碎，然后混在一起，在第二次的来喂这个秃鹰啊，这个是整个的一个 这个处理死亡的过程。那么这样子的一个过程里面会有留下一个东西，就是那个绑尸体的那个绳子。那另外呢是这个处理尸体的这个人他所穿的衣服，这个衣服上面沾满了血迹，沾满了脏的东西。那么这个绳子呢上面也是沾满了血迹，沾满这个有这些各种脏的东西。所以呢这两个东西啊就被这些所谓很精进的修行的人拿来，或者是挂在墙上，或者是这个放在自己身上，用这个来提醒自己，那么自己啊也会面临同样的下场啊，用这样子的方式来观修这个无常跟死亡。
Okay, also, so I was talking those in a little bit example and detail because Buddha himself also taught if we are doing seriously spiritual practice and this is the dominating cause to remembering the how process of death. Death is the Lord, death has no, for the samsaric being have no control and any time doing those things. So therefore first you think of meditation of death, then you want to do something. You don't need another teacher or somebody else. You do something, practice, you do something. You don't need to say inside from remembering this. Oh, death will any time come. Before that comes, I must have to do something. So that's always have. So therefore, the Buddha also says, okay, all the name, death, remembering death, meditation or remembering death is most important. Example is the je tamje jin nang ne lang bo chi chi cho yi nu is the foot or foot friend. You say foot friend, among the foot friend, the, of course, elephant is huge footprint, leaves, huge footprint. Language is a choice, you know, I'm super and a footprint. Footprint, right? Footprint. Yeah, if you,
Footprint.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, on the elephant walks on the sand or something, huge, deep, or leaves, yeah. Others, little small things, you know, okay? So that is a special thing. Like that, or the je tamche jena ne langpo jeje choi. Then also, wa tamche jena ne, Buddha says, wa tamche jena ne, tenji wa choi nus. That you may not know in this country, snow have machines, etc. But ancient time, lawns, plow, field, you know, every year you plant some kind of a grain, and then fall time you cut, and then winter time, then you leave there. But before leaving that, then fall time, all the cut things to upside down to plow, so they will put the ground, so grass and everything put underneath, so winter time rotten those, and then later spring it will become like soil, good soil. So therefore law says plow, among the plow, don't you law miss the fall seasons, the plow is the best. Well, Tamjin, don't you know, Choi, that is ancient time, Buddhist time, that saying like that. And then, Dushi Tamjin, or the Mitakwe Dushi Choi, same way, Dushi is perception, what we are spiritual practitioner to think impermanent, all time, remembering death and impermanent, that will bring huge friend. You, okay? Also, therefore, that is the best, one of the best in perception. So therefore, we always do meditation, start with on this kind of impermanent life. Okay? Is it okay? To the example? Alright.
葛西刚才讲说他举这个刚才这个藏人死亡的过程的这个例子啊，那么这个主要的用意就好像佛陀在各种经典里面所举的这个有关于观想死亡无常的这个例子是一样的，就是说让我们很清楚的提醒自己，在轮回里面的这些众生呢，当 他面对死亡的时候，他是完全没有任何的抵抗的力量，没有任何的力量能够规避可以逃脱。也就是因为如此呢，所以呢，我们要提醒自己，要赶快努力，在死亡之前呢，就要赶快来做这些种种的练习跟准备。那么这样子的一种练习跟准备，它经过长时间的累积，它会在我们的 这个心事里面种下一个痕迹，那么这个呢，对于我们将来的修行呢，会有很大的好处。就好像在古时候的印度，那么他们每一年在冬季的时候，要把这个田呢里面剩下的这一些这个稻杆啊什么，全部都犁过，那么让这个田能够得到一个 一个所谓复苏的机会，这样子到了春天再播种的时候，这个土是最肥沃的。这个同样的，就是说，如果我们时时刻刻的去做一些这个修行的这些努力，持续的去做这些练习的话，那么就好像这个每一年去犁田一样，会让我们自己的这个心田呢会变得很肥沃、很丰富，那么将来就能够
Okay, so therefore, next the verse in the seventh is the, because one self also here says, for as long as the death is actually approaching, then I shall accumulate merits. That is first. Because death is the any time approaching to me, coming to me, so therefore I should not be easy or relaxing, or there's no time to relaxing. The first to do is the more preparation for the future. So therefore, that is the all like that way. And if even if I then put a stop to laziness, this time laziness, I can't do today, maybe tomorrow, or maybe next day, or next week, or something, putting post. That is no good. Even you put, then what will be the use? That is not the time. So that is putting that is the until you waiting after or until death, at that time and already too late. What is the use? use for that? And then right now, beforehand, nothing happened. One should be doing spiritual or practicing training. If you postpone, what is the use? And then that's too late. At the time of death, then whatever you fear, worrying, anxiety, you did some bad things, you never did preparation for the future, then too late. That time, how much serious thinking, it is too late, that was saying. Okay?
接下来这一颂讲的重点是说，因为这个死亡 他一步一步的在逼近我们，那么所以呢，我们要在他还没有来之前呢，赶快的去做功课，去努力， 去积聚资粮，而不要再找各式各样的借口说过一阵子我们再来做或者是怎么样。那为什么呢？因为当这个死亡来临的时候，如果说你在那一个刹那才决定自己要精进的话，那就来不及了。啊，所以要趁着现在自己还有时间还有机会，要赶快的去努力积聚资粮。
OK, so this is earlier than Shantideva himself says in the second chapter or something. On the name, when at the time of death, that's too late, that time about the dying time, then while I am about the dying time, mana duk means you are sitting, sleeping in the bed. While you sitting in there, miserable way, what can you do? Or that way, then nyeshi kunji takuja, nyem is relative, friend, all round circles to you. Everybody there, none of them can do anything. Soja by soa da deni tikunyo, that time, soja by soa, you're losing your life, your vital life, and going somewhere, strange place. So that is, that mystery, suffering, nobody share. Can I take little thing from you? You don't need to all of them. Nobody can say. Also, therefore, everybody around, hundreds of people, or relatives, friends, everywhere, taco, that time, no help. Nishi kunji taco jan. Soja paye soa, that nishi kunji nyor jun. Another, I want to say, just this, say for time.
那么吉天菩萨在这本书的第二章里面曾经提到过，就是说当我们死亡的来临的那一个时刻，事实上我们什么事都没办法做啊。我们所有的亲朋好友即使聚集在我们的身边，但是呢，没有任何的人可以阻止让我们不去死亡，让我们不死，没有人可以这样做。同时呢，也没有任何的人可以减轻我们在这个过程里面所遭受到的种种的痛苦跟挫折。那么这个是这个吉天菩萨在另外一个地方所谈到的，就是说死亡来临的时候，我们是一点都无能为力的。
And then the next verse, one verse I want to from there continue.신지 포니아 심발라 인지 지베 시에시베 그래서 저놈 직접나 대형다고 마젠도스 anyway at that time that the person dying person has a feeling of now even especially those who done a lot of negative karma is created and this person has huge like dream like huge experience before that 신지 포니아 심 means the Lord of death or hell beings looks like wrathful or beings who never saw you looks like come to you, take you like police take you, people, guilty people, same way. Even that is the prideful, that is not prideful, that is the human to human. But this is something sometimes they see.So, frightful, wrathful, devil type of thing, or like that way, they have dream like that also. That time, on the taking from the hell being, they have often this kind of sign. Of course, everybody doesn't have, so those who have done great merits, virtues, and who is going to born high, pure land, etc., they have special kind of other.Deity form or the Guinness form will welcome them. But somebody negative karma huge created, and then that is this time, how many people around there? That's only one step alone, singly, to or experience. 아, 신지포니아 sins, that kind of experience, catching, ready to take somewhere. That time, what is the beneficial? Help by relative, by 年纪几辈, 谢几辈, dear friends, what can they have? Nothing. Yeah? And even armies that are around, nothing. What is helpful that time is that the Sunam Chikjam now only protector that time, none of these protect, but the Sunam go merits, virtuous karma, or special kind of religious or merits, if you done, that will benefit, that will help. But the Sunam Chikjam now only that merit is the only or protector. But I have no that friend. All these unnecessary things they have. So therefore, that is a poor situation. That is the only meritorious virtues only that time helpful, beneficial, but that is even that also not to me. Now what can I do? Now choose misery. Suffering. Sometimes that person, you know, sometimes by mental suffering, fear, and some they lose even, or certain kind of dirty things outside, etc. That is the, or person has like some kind of huge things. Okay, these are the, and Shantideva says, I'm not saying, or Shantideva has been a text also like that to that. Okay.
那么吉天菩萨在另外一些章节里面也提到类似的情况，就是说在我们一般的人当死亡来临的时候，那么尤其是那些平日他造了很多恶业的这些众生，当死亡来临时，他会经历许多恐怖的可怕的这些梦境，在这个梦境里面，那么他会看到这些狱卒啊，很凶猛的样子，呈现很凶猛的姿态，那么要来抓他等等这些可怕的梦境，这样子的一种梦境呢、啊，是趋向这个下生地狱道的一个征兆。那么在这样子的一个情况之下，即使我们所有的亲朋好友都聚集在我们的身边，甚至我们还请了所有的军队在我们的身边来保护我们，都没有用，因为他们不可能对我们做任何的帮助。那么在这个时候，唯一能够帮助我们的呢，是靠我们平日所做的这些善行所累积积聚的资粮，这是唯一能够帮助我们的。但是呢，对于一般人而言，这一种这个助缘呢、啊，都不太容易找得到，好，我们都不一定会有，所以这个是吉天菩萨在另外的一个偈颂里面谈到的。那么跟刚才讲到的，就是说当死亡来临的时候，事实上我们是无能为力的，前后是相关的。那么用这样子的这个说明呢、啊，来告诉我们，或者说来提醒我们，平时要很精进、很积极的去。
So, okay, next verse is the verse 8. All showing is also the same way. When you have the before, if you done, that's the meritorious virtue practice, if you use, that's the best. At that time, and at that time, then you can't. All ordinary sense, somebody on a hurry or something like that, you can still execute it. I have this much, then have to plan, and even not start. Please wait for a little while. Or I have not done, this half gone, but not done. Come, let me accomplish that or something. Or that kind of thing, excuses, a lot of things can do. But Lord of Death comes, whatever you plan, whatever you have, what you have mind to do something, not started, any of those, or the, everything have to, when a time of death comes, right there have to stop. There's no excuses. Okay? Destroy it you completely right away, middle of that. Or some things not done or began. Some of them have way done. Or that's somewhere completed. But anyway, all of these time or Lubruchidavam, the same thing certainly do. Lord of death comes and then or he will take you. Okay? Or that is the Lord of death will come. And the that time now what can you think? That time you jump here simple jules or that in the Tibetan word, gives the so poor exclamation, gives, oh my, now I am finished. Not everything is done. I have this plan, everything, nothing, now ready to go. Okay, when that situation is completely so poor and nothing can do. So the reward and not waiting that reward when you have opportunity, healthy, wealthy, awesome situation, right situation, then this is the time to do. Okay.
下面一种讲的是说，不论是这一些积聚资粮的这一些善行是做了没有，或者是只做了一半，或者是正在做。或是根本完全没有做，不论是怎么样一种情况，当死亡来临的时候，所有的这一些动作都要被迫停止，而当事人没有任何的办法去抗拒，也没有任何的借口去拖延，那么他也只能够很无奈的，那么很可怜的啊，这个呼号到说我完蛋了，我的这一生就到这里结束了。所以这样子的这个思考之下呢，那就让我们时时刻刻的提醒自己，不要等到那一刻来临的时候，我们去做这样子的一种哀嚎，要在这个之前就要非常精进、非常努力的去做这一些练习。
Okay, so now continue this mission that they were talked about this pity situation of the this death.That means everything is the advising the enthusiastic right now, every day, every moment. Don't lose once on all the precious life as much you can do. Otherwise, delay and delay, yilupa means this is the all very bad deceiving for oneself. That is continue. Now, next the verse is the on verse 9.Showing if you do not take effort enthusiastic to the accumulating merits and purifying the sinful negative things, then it will be miserable will continue happen. That has it, or again continue talking.And then, what kind of misery, as earlier we talked similar here, at the time of death time, suffer by great, great misery, sorrow. And therefore, presently, if you don't do effort to the merit, whatever you desire, purpose is, will not achieve.That is the following verse saying. This is at the time of, if you don't do, then at the time of the sorrow or sad, what kind of situation is it? their face and following with the tails. Nyangai shuk chi tang patang, mingmal tong la chiman da. Or that is, at the time of death, that time, then when you're thinking those things, nothing preparation. Like if you are going somewhere far distance tomorrow, and they have to stay long, now rest of life you have to be there, then you have not preparation, nothing done. Food, clothes, drink, anything, how to do, what to do, nothing prepared. Then you have great misery, suffering, right? Or that like that, even worse than this, from this life to next life, and never where you're going, how long, what situation, will never know. So the preparation is to do Dharma practice. So therefore, if you're not done, then nyangnam is great sorrow or sad at the time. And then they, because that the sorrow and the sad, misery, suffering by mentally, and face or swallow, nigmams, eyes become red, don't let chimanza, tears come. Then those things presently will come, but and then that time too late, right? Or that is the tears and the eyes red and swollen with the sorrow. My relatives will finally lose hope, right? That is the happen. And I shall behold the vision of the messenger of death. That is the Nidurda Chabatang. That is the Nidurda Chabatam, the surrounding the relatives, now hopeless, now he or she is going to go, leaving us. That they will say, that is easy to say. Anyway, the Rada Chabam's expectation is completely cut off. And then Shinji Ponye, Shinla Tam, at that time, they will not see oneself. And if that person, if he is going to health at the surrounding, Shinji Ponya, messenger of the health at the surrounding, frightful beings seeing there, and you only see, nobody else see. They are looking to you, your face. Shin means face. So they are ready to, are you ready to go with me? Saying kind of like that way. That will happen, okay? Shinji punya shinla stars. That is the, and I shall be, okay, that is the, alright. Verse 9.
Okay. 在前后的这几颂都谈到了这个死亡的这一个情况啊，那么它主要的就是在提醒我们要及时的努力，不要等到这个死亡来临的时候，到时候才后悔莫及。所以第九颂呢，也同样是延续这样子的一个思路。那这里面就讲到说，因为我们平常都没做什么准备，就好像我们如果说明天要去旅行呢，我们应该是要把这些相关的事物都准备好，但是呢我们什么都没有准备，那么当然到时候会很慌张。而我们现在恰恰就是在平常都很懒散，都很不精进，什么东西都没有准备好，而这个时候当死亡来临的时候，那么我们就会经验到在第九颂里面所描述的这些状况，我们这个脸上充满了泪水，那么遭受到很多的痛苦，尽管我们的亲朋好友都聚集在身边，可是呢他们一点办法也没有，眼睁睁的看着我们一步一步的迈向死亡。而尽管这些亲朋好友都聚集在我们的身边，可是我们也看不到他们，我们唯一能看到的就是那个非常恐怖的这个所谓死神的使者，这个阎罗王的使者，他张牙舞爪的好像说我要来接你走了。那么这个时候我们 会感到非常的恐惧。而之所以会这样子呢，那么这跟我们平常没有做适当的努力跟练习是息息相关的。
Okay, so, and then, that is the, may happen, and then also the, and then, verse 10 is the, but if you do not then take effort, diligent, or enthusiastic to the practice of Dharma, presently, then you will not accomplish what you wish. Other that is the Rengik Tempe Dungwa Thang Nyawe Dhani Thewai Takwe Mi Thang Lue Kwishin Nyobar Chuti Chishik Chahas. Other that is the saying tormented by the memory of my evils. In this life, you know, that time, if you have done something in this life, bad, evil things, all this time, very clearly remember, I have done this, Rengik Tempe, Dikpa means, order that is the will come. And then, hearing the sound of hells, order, Nyavadani, Teva, means that the person will hear certain kind of the sounds of hells. That about dying at the time, and that also already had some kind of order, some or ugly sound of the hell, hellish kind of sound would hear. And also with that fear, so much fear, seeing the terrible, or the hell beings, and the messengers of hell beings, and then hearing some strange sound which you never heard, kind of like those kind of things. And then that or terror or this kind of then worrying fear, and then once in it or the once our body also body and cloth because chakras. Fear comes in the what you call that the shit or dirt comes, and sometimes frightening that way it comes in the dirty body, also bloody and bad and cloth, every covered with the bad things in the or talk about mitang le cushion. Or that there is here says it in it. In a terror, I shall clothe my body in excrement, right? Okay, now, you have Chinese word. Okay, then, what virtues can I do in such a, delirious state? Or there's such a kind of a situation, yeah? Never to the Jishik Chas. But at that time, you completely never hopeless. Or the fear, and the worrying, anxiety, and hopeless situation. What can you do that time? There's nothing can do. Or doing things beforehand. Beforehand, like now, up to that, it's a good time to do. But at that time, nothing can do. Okay,
那接下来这一颂里面主要讲到的就是说，在我们这一生所造的种种的恶因，它在死亡的那一刹那或者那之前呢，都会一一的呈现在我们的眼前。那么同时呢，我们会听到一些奇怪的声音，或者是说一些可怕的声音，见到很多可怕的影像。在这样子的状况之下，我们的身体啊完全失去控制，啊，有的人可能会这个排泄出大量的这些腐臭不堪的这一些物体液体，那么全身都沾满了这些脏的东西。所以在这样子的一种无助的状况之下，我们前面已经讲过，没有任何的人能够 来帮助他，没有任何的这个力量能够来帮助他，那么我们能够做什么？在这样子的一种无助的状况之下，我们能做什么？所以用这样子的一个问句的方式啊，来提醒我们。
Okay, that's good. Then from here and verse 11 and then down is the so far and the in the not enthusiastic doing virtuous practice. Then the result is in this life so many problems, mystery solving, these things will come. And then from here in the chime duma, in the future. Of course, future mystery is suffering, then you go to all rebirth, and at that time, great mystery, how these things will follow you. All then, from the 11th down to explaining. So that is the first verse, then we will say, then we will stop there, right? Okay, first one is saying, Hardy. Chenyasun dewa te chindir jiktang benchur na dikche nyawa misu be dunga nam ne mechikus. Okay, that is the saying is here. If even in this life I shall be gripped with the fear like that of living on life, fish being rolled in hot sand. Oh yeah, in this life even like that way. So therefore, chene nyasun devate chende jikan denshunas. And if you don't do practice dharma, or doing either evil, whatever you like, negative evil, and you don't consider those things, then at the time of death, even this life toward the end, or like such great mystery, like nyam is a fish, live fish to throw into the hot sand, then how this fish has so much heart, and the fish lives in the water, in cool water, but it's in dry, then hot to throw away, of course have huge misery, suffering, and then into all the all kinds of things like that way. Even this life you have like this kind of problem. Of course, after this life, then there is no need to say definitely will great, much problem will come. Okay, that is this saying. Okay? Alright. Okay, maybe that one you can say.
Okay. 都谈到的是在死亡的时候我们会遭遇到什么样的情景，那么接下来从第十一颂以后就谈到因为我们的这种怠惰，我们的这种散漫，那么它对于我们此生，对于我们这一生会造成什么样的结果。第十一颂的前两句那么就是讲到说我们这一生里面，那么因为这一个怠惰，因为烂漫，这个所谓散漫啊，那么事实上就会经常的那么处于一种恐惧的状态，同时呢这样子的一种恐惧啊，它还不是一般的恐惧，它就好像是那个鱼啊，本来应该是生活在水里面，但是现在被丢在这个热滚烫的这个沙子上面，在那边翻滚，那我们就会像那条鱼一样有这样子的一个恐惧的一个情况。
Okay, so therefore, I think those things, as Shambhadeva explained, great yogi is doing this seriously thinking process. These are the main dominating us to oneself from inside. Nobody needs to say one's own mind, and if I don't do now, this will happen, etc. All of these, and then what happens is usually sometimes people don't believe, but these things will have to or believe or follow Buddhism and teaching, and those enlightened ones, great yogis, said clearly. And we have also almost can know a little bit, and other people who sometimes great problems and mysteries something at the time, really that time. Or that time in great problems and these things happen, and after that, of course, definitely. So this kind of fear and worrying, anxiety is the earlier when you think, then preparation if you do, and then that is the great real enthusiastic. Enthusiastic is a diligent for religious or spiritual, or by this kind of meditation will help. Okay? All right.
那么以上我们所谈到的这一些内容啊，基本上就是都是几天菩萨这一些大修行者他们在这个做观修的这个过程里面，那么所做的一些分析。那么尽管呢，我们在世上的人很多人不相信他们所谈到的这些内容，可是呢，事实上。我们也确实会发现在死亡的过程里面会有这样子的一些过程跟这个可能面临的这个恐惧，那么借着这一些提示，这一些大修行者的这些提示啊，让我们预先的去了解，就是如果说死亡降临到我们身上的话，那么我们自己在会处在什么样的状态之下，那么为了要避免处于那种无助的痛苦的状况，那么当然在这个之前我们就必须尽可能的去努力精进，这个也就是说透过这样子的一种分析来激发起我们的一种精进的这个心理。
OK，
今天就到这里。
That's not pleasant to hear, right? OK, that's all right.
以上讲的这些可能这个不是很令人愉快的一些讨论。